Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Queen's Lair. I am your host, Renee Lowe, and I am checking in once again because I thought that this was going to be a very important subject that I wanted to cover. And it's kind of a part two to my previous podcast, which was about celebrating your peers. And just to recap that a little bit for the folks who haven't heard it yet, I implore you to go back and listen to that podcast even before you listen to this one. So stop right now if you haven't listened to the other podcast called Celebrating Your Peers. Listen to that one first and then come on back to this one, because this one is called Crabs in a Barrel Mentality. Okay. In my other podcast, where I talked about celebrating your peers, it was mainly about no matter what's happening in business, no matter, you know, who gets the opportunity, as long as it's positive and it's, you know, building up community, you know, building up business, especially entrepreneurs, because we know how hard it is for us to run our small businesses and medium-sized businesses. We have to run with the big dogs. And that's often very hard when you're a small business. You don't have the same capital. You don't have, you know, the same sort of advertising opportunities unless you fork over a large amount of money. You know, we don't have that type of money for the big commercials and, you know, advertising and things like that. So the opportunities for us, we have to be very creative in the way that we get our businesses out there. So that particular podcast talked about being happy for your peers when they win, being happy for business associates when they move up. Maybe they have gotten a raise, maybe they have got a bump up in title, and that podcast kind of spoke to that. This, I think I'm going to really make this kind of like the part two to that, called Crabs in a Barrel Mentality. Now, for people who have heard the term crabs in a barrel, just in case you haven't heard it, but for the people who have heard it but never really understood what it meant, crabs in a barrel mentality means that you will step on anybody and anything to get ahead. I want you to do well, but I don't want you to do better than me. So think of the actual visual of it. Crabs in a barrel. I don't know if anybody, you know, is familiar with how crabs come in bushels in these barrels. I lived in the DMV area and in Maryland for over a decade, about 15 years. So we're used to crabs and, you know, going to the fish market and things like that and going down to the wharf, you know, down in Southwest D.C. and getting, you know, bushels of crabs and things. But when you see the fresh crabs coming in off of the boat, they come in these big barrels. You know, they put them in these big wooden barrels before they, you know, cook them up, boil them up. And those crabs know when their demise, they know their demise is on the way because they start climbing over each other and pulling each other down. It's actually kind of interesting to watch when you look into these barrels and you see these live crabs pulling and clawing at each other, pulling each other down, knocking each other over, because they're trying to get out of this basket because they know what's coming. You know what I mean? So the crabs in a barrel mentality, when we think about business and on a professional level, is kind of the same thing. You got a whole pool of people who are here in this one barrel, and everybody's stepping on each other's back, stabbing people on the way up the corporate ladder just to get ahead, no matter what the cost. And that is such a horrible way to be. It is such a horrible way to run any business. It's a horrible mindset to have because you now have decided that, well, I don't need to work with a team. I don't need to work with a group. I don't need to be, you know, part of the greater good, as I said in my last podcast. And this is about the greater good. This is about getting ahead as a group, getting ahead. When you get your foot in the door somewhere, people who are really serious, bring them with you. I'm not saying just to bring the people who just want to ride coattails. I'm talking about bringing the serious people with you, okay? Maybe they're not good at speaking in meetings and putting their, you know, their good foot forward. Maybe you are the front man. Maybe you are the face of your organization and you speak very well and you can sit down with anyone and have a conversation. That's amazing. Well, once you get in the door, don't forget about the other folks who helped you get there. I may not be the greatest speaker. I may not be the greatest presenter, but I may be the brains behind the business. So you may be the front man, you know, the spokesperson for the business, and then I'm the brains behind the business. The two of us working together is going to be an amazing combination, but you have to make up your mind that that's what it's going to be. It's not going to be this crabs in a barrel mentality where once I get my foot through the door and I get ahead, I kick down everybody else, or even, this is even worse, is sabotage. We all know, even in the 9-to-5 world, sabotage happens every day. I've experienced it many times myself, and it was probably one of the main driving factors for me to leave the 9-to-5 world and to not even deal with it anymore, you know, just to have my own business. After being at a company for almost 12 years, I could have easily gone into another company doing the same thing or, you know, a lateral move or whatever, you know, to another organization. But I already knew in my mind what I wanted to do as an entrepreneur because I had an entrepreneur mind, but I was working in a 9-to-5 world. I was basically, there's a little word that we use in the entrepreneur world for people who are still working 9-to-5. We call them worktrepreneurs. So they still have 9-to-5 jobs, but they may have a side hustle. So my side hustle was Onyx Queen Media. You know, and Onyx Queen Media just began to grow. And I said, okay, well, Onyx Queen Media can pay my bills. Onyx Queen Media is able to sustain my living situation. So why am I going into an office every day where the crab in a barrel mentality was strong, you know? And although I loved the job that I did, there were a lot of people on the job itself, coworkers and things like that, that made it very tough. Now, I don't want to speak horribly about it, but I had some great coworkers who I still, you know, keep in touch with today who were amazing. But there was a whole other group, you know, that fell into the category of the crab in a barrel mentality. And that is so detrimental to a business. It is like a cancer within a business that just eats from the inside out. And anytime I see someone who comes with that sort of mentality or comes with the idea of, you know, we can't work together, and I tell you right now, to be very honest, I'm a loner type of person. I don't really work in groups and teams and all that sort of stuff. But if I need to work in a group and a team because we're cutting a check somewhere, where's the group? Where's the team? Let's go. You should be able to flow in and out of working solo and working with a team seamlessly. It shouldn't be that you're working with a team or you're collabing with someone and you're constantly bumping heads. If you're constantly bumping heads with that person or the person seems to be throwing you under the bus even though you're supposed to be on the same team, that's the crabs in the barrel mentality that just needs to go. And that's just something that I personally, for me and my own business, I'm just not going to deal with. So since I run my own business, I'm the CEO of my own firm, I can kind of make, you know, decisions and call the shots on the things that are going to happen and not going to happen within, you know, my business world every day, you know. So speaking to the point again of the crabs in a barrel mentality is stepping on people to get ahead at any cost. What does that do for your business acumen? What does that do for your business spirit? Not just your personal spirit, but your business spirit. You know, what does that say to what you hold dear as far as loyalty within business? You know, you can always point out someone's fault. There's a way to point out fault. There's a way to, you know, reprimand without taking somebody and throwing them under the bus. There's always ways to do that. Or putting yourself in a position where you're constantly shining all the time, but to the chagrin of other people. You should be shining, and people should be happy for you shining, hence celebrating your peers. But if you're shining, and you're shining because you put your boot heel in somebody's neck to get there, that's a problem. That's a major, major issue. So I just wanted to come on here and do, you know, I do my little 15-minute segments, you know, just to kind of talk about things that have been on my mind. And this was actually a genuine conversation that I had, you know, with someone in my same industry earlier this week. And, you know, they were very concerned. They were just like, well, I don't understand how you, you know, you do business with the same sort of people, meaning I work with other people who may be in my same industry, have the same titles or whatever. And I said, well, you know, we're a family here. You know, we are definitely a family here. I don't worry about what the next brand strategist or PR person is doing. I just follow the main trends in within my industry. You know, I'm not so concerned what Susie Q is doing over on this side or Johnny J is doing on the other side. It doesn't really concern me. When you take so much time to be concerned about what other people are doing, you are missing the mark on the things that you should be going for within your own business. You know, but just remember, when you get to certain levels in your business, don't be one of those folks that has a crabs in a barrel mentality. And I'm going to keep repeating it because I want people to really understand what that means. Stepping on people to get ahead is never going to get you ahead for very long. You may have short-term success, but it's always going to come back around on you. And the person that you stepped on could be your boss tomorrow. You know, we often see that many times. The person that you were rude to at the front desk, you come back a couple years later and they're a manager in charge of whatever it is that you're trying to go after in their business. So I always try to be as gracious as I can. I try to make sure that I treat people fairly as much as I can. And I don't mind if somebody calls me out on something. And I'll be honest with you, I've been so diligent about that. People would be very hard-pressed to call me out on not being, you know, good to people and not really being true because I try very hard. So I want to just, I just want to come on here and talk about this for a minute so that people can kind of understand where I come from and how I run my business and where I am, you know, in my business journey, because it truly is a journey. And I'm still on my own business journey, you know. So please, definitely, if you have questions, you want to contact us, please feel free to contact us. Our email address is info@onyxqueenmedia.com. That's info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Find us on the web. We are Onyx Queen Media on everything. Instagram. We are Onyx Queen Media on Facebook. We are Onyx Queen Media on, oh, what else is there? Twitter. We're everywhere. Just Google Onyx Queen Media and you'll find us. And our website is onyxqueenmedia.com. So definitely contact us, send us questions. We would love to hear from you. We would love to know your thoughts about this. And what do you think about crabs in a barrel mentality? Have you dealt with that in your business? If you have, share with us. Let us know. We want to hear your story. Until next time.